seen the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. He trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all we see, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and your word up our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. My heart's just singing one more time. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We've come before you to magnify and to glorify your righteous and your holy name. God, there is absolutely no one that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways, God, glorious in all your ways. And we stop by to interrupt your plans and your actions for the day just to let you know that we love you and that you are a great and a mighty God. No wonder in the Bible the songwriter said, angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adores you because you are so great, you are so mighty, you are so awesome, and you're worthy of all praises. Your name is above every single name. The Bible tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what they believe, but there shall come a day and there shall come a time where every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. And not only will every name bow at the name of Jesus, but everything is subject to the name of Jesus as well, God. That means diabetes, God, is subject to the name of Jesus. That means all manner of sickness and disease, heart disease, oh God, cancer, whatever it might be, is subject to the name of Jesus. So when we call on the name of Jesus, everything has to stand at attention and recognize that the King of Kings is on hand and that the Lord of Lords is in the house. And so we bless your name, God, a name that's above all names, that's worthy of our praise. And God, and as we know, God, and as we recognize how worthy you are, we remember about the great things that you have performed in each and every one of our lives. So we thank you, God, for being awesome and being mighty on this day, a brand new day that you have made, a brand new day that you have given us victory. It was a day that was not promised, God, but a day, a gift, a present, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning in our right minds, Lord. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for the air that I breathe, oh God. And I thank you, God, oh God, for strength in my body, God. There may be some aches, but there may be some pains, but my heart, oh God, my heart sings out, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. My mind desires and cries out, hallelujah. Because you have been so good to me, God. You have blessed me, God, exceeding abundantly. Above all that I can ever ask or think, God. It's according to what you have done and according to the power that works in me, Lord. And so strengthen me the more, God. Allow your spirit to come the more and have its way. And bless us, oh God, this morning as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We come before you to lift up your name, God. Early in the morning while you may yet be found, God. We've come to lift up your name, God, and to give you all the glory and all the honor, God, before we get into the hustle and the bustle of the day, before we become distracted, or before we become busy at work, or before we get, oh God, bothered by children, or whatever we may have scheduled on this morning, God. We've come to glorify you. We've come to tell you that we love you. We've come to tell you, God, that there's no one like you, God. You are great and mighty. Oh God, you are great and mighty, God, that there's no one that can compare to you. You are magnificent in all your ways and glorious in all your ways, and we bow down before you this morning and worship you. We worship and adore you, God, for you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, and you're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God, today. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God, today. Make us right in your image, oh God. Make us correctly in your image, God, today. Oh God, you are the potter. We are the clay, God. Shape us and mold us, God, that we may be the vessel that you need for us to be today. In the name of Jesus, I can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised, God. We look toward tomorrow, God. But God, we only can handle what you have blessed us to be able to see and come into today. So order our footsteps even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint us right now, Lord. Allow your anointing, allow your refreshing power, allow your, God, great and mighty spirit to fall afresh on us. Oh, God, and gird us up, Lord, and strengthen us even now, Lord. Oh, God, and make us stronger and send a refreshing wind in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, pour out your spirit upon all flesh like you promised, God. Oh, God, in Joel, Lord, he said, in the last and evil days, God, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord, and we receive your glory even now, Lord. We receive your power even now, God. We receive your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We can't make it on our own, Lord. We are nothing without you, Lord. So move and breathe on us even now, Lord, like you did, oh, God, with Ezekiel, Lord. You saw, brought him to a place of a valley of dry bones, Lord. And you asked him, shall these dry bones live? And Ezekiel was wise enough to say, Lord, only you know. We don't know what you have in store for us today. But, Lord, we ask that you breathe into us even now. Oh, God, we don't know what obstacles are coming our way. Oh, God, but we ask that you would order our footsteps right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't know, God, what you have in plan for us, Lord, for the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God, to give us an expected end. Help us to think on those things, God, to think on your promises, Lord, to believe that you will and that you can, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, God, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, God, empower us and encourage us to more, God, by hiding your word in our heart, Lord, because your word is a lamp unto our feet. Oh, God, glory to your name. Your word is a lamp unto our pathway. We can't make it without your word. So hide your word in us, Lord. Speak, Lord, into us and breathe light into us evermore, God. Make us into that great army that you desire for us to be, especially in this dark and evil world. You've called us to be light. Cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Help us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, Lord, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We won't take any of your glory. We won't take any of your honor, Lord. Hallelujah. We won't take any of your praise, but use us as vessels today in the name of Jesus to share your good news, to let someone know that Jesus saved. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, to let someone know that there is still hope in this season of Thanksgiving, God, where people don't know who they should be thanking, where they're thanking, oh God, employers, and they're thanking a man for what he has done. Lord, we bow down before you to thank you, God. If it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would not be here today, but we would have been consumed, God. We could be cast down and forsaken, Lord. We would have been forgotten, Lord. If it had not been for you on my side, Lord, it could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. It could have been me, God, sitting up in the best hospital in the world. It could have been me, God, sitting in the greatest grave site or mortuary or cemetery that there is. But God, you breathe life into me. Hallelujah. You've given me another chance to say yes, God. If it had not been for you, God, I don't know where I would be at today. But I'm thankful that I know who I am. And not only do I know who I am this morning, I know whose I am. I know who I belong to, and I belong to God Almighty. I belong to the great I am. I belong to the one who created the heavens and the earth and spoke it all into existence. I belong to the one, oh God, that abides in me, that allowed me to be his temple, God, because I don't belong to myself, but I belong to you, Lord, today. So I thank you, God, that I'm not here on my own. I thank you, God, today, that I know who I am, God, and I belong to a great and mighty God who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, God. Let your glory, God, shine on us even now, God. I want to be like Moses, God, and when I go before the people, I want the glory of the Lord to shine on me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, not that I may think more highly of myself than I ought to think, but, Lord, that I may represent you to the fullest, that I may let my light shine that reflects the holiness and the righteousness of God. Oh, God, we want to be holy and acceptable. That's the least that we can do, Lord, each and every day of our lives, is to be holy and acceptable, God. That's the least that I can do. We only do try to do the least, and for some of us, the least is the most that we ever do. But, God, we want to move forward, oh, God, to our higher calling, to our greater destiny, oh, God, to greater works for your glory in the name of Jesus. Take us higher even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make our feet like hind feet and take us higher. Yes, God, storm clouds will rise. Yes, Lord, stormy winds may blow, but God, the songwriter said, I have a Savior who's sweet, I know, and you'll never let me fail. You'll never let me fall. You'll never let me, oh God, be destroyed. But God, I belong to you, so you'll always allow me to win in the end. I have victory that's guaranteed because my Savior won the battle already. The devil is a defeated foe. The enemy is a defeated foe. He's just scraping and scratching, trying to do all that he can. But I've got the victory. Praise the Lord on this day. We thank you, God, for all that you have done. And for another chance, another opportunity to rise early in the morning to pray. You declare in your word that men ought to always pray. And it's your word that we must stand upon each and every day. I don't want to come, God, and become lyrically eloquent and do a whole bunch of stuff. But, Lord, my desire is that I speak your word every single morning that I come to pray. My desire is that I will speak your word into the heart and to the souls of those that are tuning in to the prayer and to those that tune in at a later time. It's just to call on your name. Because, God, you are the rock that we need to stand in this perilous times today. Lord, you are the one that we need, the one that helps us to move and have our very being. You alone are God. You alone are the way. You alone are the truth. You alone are the light. God, you alone are everything that we need to have victory to Lord today. You alone are all we need of God to be more than overcomers today, and you are the source of everything. And so we begin everything off with prayer, oh God, because without prayer, Lord, we don't get your attention, Lord. Yes, oh God, we may cry out to you because you said we can call upon you and you will answer us, Lord. But Lord, we want a better relationship with you than just to call you in time of need, Lord. We want to call you even in the season of abundance, Lord, because you are the God of the hills and the God of the valleys as well. There's nothing, God, that you're unable to fit in. There's no situation, God, that you're not able to come and change around. Oh, God, there's nothing, God, oh, God, that you allow to separate us from your love. And so we won't allow anything to separate us from your love on this day. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Your presence, God, is what we long for. And we all want you to anoint us and fall afresh on us even now as we pray, as we prepare ourselves for the day that you have ahead for us, Lord. We need your help and we need your strength. Come to more and have your way in us, God. Give us strength. Oh, God, give us a fresh anointing. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become as new. Make us new even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, new for this day and time, God. Make us over again, Lord. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we ask that you cast it out right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and breathe into us strength. Breathe into us life. Breathe into us hope. Make us new, God. Where we're weak, oh God, be strong even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we submit to you, God. We say yes to your will, Lord. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. For you are a mighty God. You are a strong power. Oh God, the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety, God. There is no failure in you. There is no weakness in you. You are strong and mighty, and you are our God. So we look to you, God, to clean us up even now, God. We look to you, Lord, to purify us and make us holy. In the name of Jesus, God, come to more and have your way even now, God. In the name of Jesus, because we want to be all that you need for us to be today. So from the very crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord, clean us up. Make us whole. Make us righteous. Make us one. Make us great in you, God. Not great in this world, but great in you. You elevate, you strengthen, you empower, you encourage, God. You are the only one that can elevate and take down, God. Man does it, oh God, and they try to do things, oh God, that are out of order, Lord. But you do all things well, Lord. So we put our trust and we put our hope and we put our faith in you on this day, a day that you have made, a day that you especially made just for us, a day of victory, a day of hope, a day of peace, and a day of joy. So we ask, God, that you come the more and have your way. Fall afresh on us and rain on our hearts this day. Rain on our hearts and in our souls this day. For, God, we are dependent upon you. We long for your presence. We long to be in your midst. We long to worship you, Lord. We long to be with you with heart's desire. So that you fall afresh on us even now. Our cups are empty, Lord. Our cups are empty. Fill us up, Lord, until we overflow. Fill us up even now in the mighty name of Jesus with your anointing, with your love, with your power, with your strength. Oh, God, with your reassuring, oh, God, peace that only you give. Not that the world gives, God, but that you give unto us this peace that I have, this joy that I have, this love that I have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And, God, there is a great smile on my face, because when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about all the great things you have done, when I think, oh, God, of how you opened up door after door, how you made ways out of no way in my life, in the life of the members of Praise Center, God, in the lives of those that I've been around, God, in the testimonies that I've heard from saint after saint, God, you have been so good, Lord, that you just keep on blessing us over and over, over and over, over and over again. And so we thank you for an opportunity to come before your presence to magnify the God of our salvation. And I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you blessed us to be able to do yesterday as we served the community of Dumfries and those in the surrounding areas and was able to bless them with turkeys. Thank you for the joy, Lord, that those that came in, that they had by being blessed by this great ministry and this great work that you've stirred up in our hearts to do. Lord, we weren't able to give out all of the turkeys that we had, but we thank you for those that we were able to bless, and we thank you in advance for those that we will be able to bless even today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the ability to give, for you tell us in your word that we should give unto those that are least among us, and when we give to those that are least among us, it's as we're giving unto you. So we didn't just serve people yesterday, but we did your mission, Lord. We served people. Oh, God, we offered them prayer requests, and I'll pray over them a little bit later on, God, but you blessed us to be a blessing to the community, Lord. Now, stir up in the hearts of those people that we were able to bless yesterday. Oh, God, stir up in the hearts, and God, give us favor. Put us in the hearts and the minds of the people that we bless, Lord. Oh, God, that they will come back, Lord, and be not only just physically fed, but spiritually fed as well. In the name of Jesus, God, anoint us for greatness, Lord. Anoint us to go higher, Lord. We're not satisfied with the 90 turkeys that we gave out yesterday, Lord, but the next opportunity that we're able to give, Lord, we pray that you send the increase, Lord. And not only that you will send the increase, Lord, but that you will send in, oh, God, resources from abroad, oh, God, that we will have somebody that will invest in us and support us and buy the turkeys, that we may be a blessing to this community in the name of Jesus. We won't settle for less, God, but we'll look to go higher and higher in you, Lord, to do a greater and greater work, Lord, because you have destined for us to be great even right now. Move forward, Lord. That's what you've told us to do. Not become complacent, not become satisfied. Oh, God, in every state that we find ourselves in, we find ourselves to be content. But God, when it comes to ministry, Lord, we want to continue to grow. And I understand that there will be some growing pains. And I understand some storms may come. But God, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're willing to do your will. We're willing to go where you want us to go. We're willing to speak and say the words that you desire for us to speak. And so we thank you. Yesterday that our turkey giveaway was successful. Thank you, God, for giving us the resources, Lord, to be able to provide families not only with turkeys, Lord, but you bless us to be able to give them water and give them other food items, miscellaneous food items, Lord. And we pray that it blesses each and every soul, oh, God, in each and every household that it arrived at or that it was destined for. Thank you even for the young lady that came. Oh, Lord, that she didn't have the need, but she had a desire to bless someone else, Lord. That's what you call for us to do, not to hoard the blessings of the Lord, but you call for us to give. And when we give, you promise, according to your word, that you'll give back unto us. You'll give it back to us differently, Lord. You won't give us the same that we put in. So when we put in time, God, you give us more time. When we give us of our increase, our finances, Lord, you press it down and shake it together and run it over, Lord. When we give of our gifts and our talents, Lord, you bless us with more gifts and you bless us with more talents, Lord. So we thank you, God, for an opportunity to use what you've given us to be a blessing to this community. Help us to be a beacon of light, Lord. There's some work that we need on this building. Last night it was a little bit dark, and our sign outside is not working. God, send us the resources in that we need, Lord, to get that sign working.
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, so that the light of the church may shine, Lord. It's kind of hard to see over here, Lord, but you know, God, you know what's needed, God, and you know the resources that we need to get it prepared, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want to be a beacon of light in this community. We want the world to know that we are here and that we are praise-centered and that we are endeavoring, God, to empower believers and to change lives, to build up believers, Lord, those who know you and those who will call you by name. But we also want to change lives, Lord, of those that don't know you in the part of their sins. God, it's our mission, God, to bring them in from the fields of sin, oh God, so that you may clean them up, oh God, and that you may turn their lives around, and that you may bring light into them to change their lives in the name of Jesus. So help us to be about our mission, Lord. Everything that we do, Lord, every program that we put on, Lord, Lord, let it be about that mission to empower believers and to change lives. And we did that yesterday, Lord. The joy that people came in, the gratitude that people came in. The young lady that hugged me, God, out on the street in the parking lot, Lord, as I was taking the box to her car, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we made a difference yesterday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we're not just a church, oh God, that we only do work inside of these four walls, but God, you gave us an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of people, and it just took our sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. It took a sacrifice in our finances, and it took a sacrifice in our time, but we thank you, Lord, because it gave us something great and mighty, Lord. And let us be, allow us to see the smiles on the face of the people that we ministered to and served yesterday. So, Lord, let them remember that postcard that they had. Let them not forget it. That young lady, Lord, just coming to my mind now, whose daughter was in labor, but she was early, Lord. Father, I pray that you would put her body under control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Get things that are out of order right now. Put it back in order, Lord. You know. Touch her body even now, the young child, the young lady, Lord. Touch her body even now, Lord. Oh, God, give her strength, oh, God, and give her body, oh, God, stability, Lord, that the baby can stay and continue to grow in her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she won't come out premature. But, God, we know that you do all things well. So send in peace into that home, Lord, and send in favor, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because they asked us to pray. We put out petitions to pray. And I have a whole box here of people, petitions that people wrote down yesterday. I won't go through them, Lord. I won't even read them, Lord, because you know these petitions were made directly to you, Lord. They were given to you, Lord. And so each and every request, Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I see one, Lord, the preterm delivery, Lord, Sierra. And I call out her name right now, Lord. I call out the name of Sierra, Lord. You know where she's at, and you know what's going on in her body right now, Lord. God, I pray that you send in peace, God. I pray that you make sure that everything is all right with that baby, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch the wound right now, God. Oh, God, and bring about stability, Lord. Don't let the baby be sent out early, but protect that baby. Protect the mother as well. So we call out the name of Sierra Watson. Touch her body right now, Lord. Bless her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call out the name of Miss Chapman, Lord. She asked us to pray for Miss, it appears her sister, her mother, Shirley Chapman, who had a stroke. God, I pray that you touch her body. God, you are that balm in Gilead. You are still a healer. You are still a way maker. God, you are still a strong tower. God, we can run into you and we can find safety. And not only can we find safety, but we can find healing. We can find strength. We can find a refreshing. We can find a life. Lord, we can find everything in you. And you were already wounded for our transgressions. You were already bruised for our iniquities. God, the chastisement of our peace was already upon you. And God, with your stripes, we are healed. So I speak healing in the life of Shirley Chapman right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Where can we run to? Where can we look to when there is no other place to turn? Who can we lean on, Lord? Who can we depend upon? God, you are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. You are the reason why we live and have hope today. Heal Miss Shirley Chapman's body and let her be known, God. It's because the effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous, it does avail it much. God, I pray for healing for Khalees, Lord. I believe that's the name. It says to here that she has brain and nervous system cancer. A long word that I cannot say, a learning disability, Lord, and they're not currently in chemotherapy because they're putting their trust in you. That's the words that this letter says, letting God be the determining factor, Lord. God, they're saying right now, Lord, it appears that they're like a woman with the issue of blood, Lord. She had done all that she can do. She did everything that she can do. And, Lord, she realized that she could not depend upon man, that she had to get to the Master, Lord, so that the healing just she needed, God, was at his feet, Lord. Oh, God, even right now, God, I pray that Sister Deanna Ellison, oh, God, that they would get to you. That they'll take Camille Valles to you, God. That they'll take them, that they'll take this person to you in prayer. Oh, God, that they'll call on your name for themselves, even as we intercede on their behalf, God. That they can just get to the hem of your garment, God, where your anointing is, where the anointing has filled up the bottom of the garment, Lord. God, let us get to you, God, when we need to you, God. When we need you, Lord, we just want to touch the hem of your garment. And we intercede on behalf of Khalees Zayas of Belez. Healing, Lord, from a learning disability. Healing from a nervous system cancer. Healing, Lord, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they put their faith and they put their hope and they put their trust in you. Do it for your glory, Lord, and do it for your honor. I have a request here from a young lady that I spoke with on the phone yesterday, Sister Rainey. God, she's asking for prayer for health and finances. God, you know the way. You know the way, and you know what's needed. So I pray right now that you would touch her body. Let your spirit overwhelm her, and let your spirit overcome her even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She came in, God, with a smile on her face, and I thank you, Lord, because you did it, God. She came in with her mother, I believe, Lord, and you did it, God. You allowed us to get connected with her, to be a blessing to her and her home, Lord. This is just the beginning of something great, God, and I pray that she'll call on us again and that she'll use our services again while she's in a need in her finances, God. Help us to be a conduit, oh, God, to be a blesser with items to offset what is missing, God. And then, God, help her to seek your face, Lord. Help her to submit to your will, God, and find herself in a place, God, where she put her trust and her heart, soul, focus in on you, God. Touch her finances, God, but help her to understand that when she gives, God, she gives back unto you, Lord, and you give it back unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Help us to commit ourselves to you, not just spiritually, God, but physically, financially as well, Lord, because you tell us, you told us in your word that when we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, you'll add all that we need back unto us. So, God, bless her right now, Lord. Sister Thelma Rainey, grant her the desires of her heart, God, as she seeks your face in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I have here, I believe it's Nakia Marshall. She's asking for, it looks like she tried to put on here her happiness, Lord. And we can't find happiness in the world. We can't find happiness in those things that are material, because those things pass away. The only thing that we can find joy in is in you. So God, bring that to our attention, that it's with joy that we draw waters from the wells of salvation. First, God, she has to get to know you, Lord. So I pray for salvation, Lord, because if she's looking for happiness, she's looking in the wrong places. She's looking at it from men, or she's looking at it from television, or she's looking at it from gifts or whatever. These things that are materialistic, Lord, these things that fade away and fail. Salvation, God, we pray that she finds you, that she gets to know you in the pardon of her sin. We didn't get the opportunity to witness to her yesterday, but, Lord, we pray that you would give us another opportunity to witness to her, to encourage her, to let her know that Jesus saves and that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and that you are the true happiness that we need today. Even in a world that appears to have turned its back on us, Lord, we still can find joy in you, God. As long as we're walking with you, God, there's peace and joy forevermore. So we pray that she gets to know you, Lord. And in you she'll find peace, and then she'll find joy. Miss Michelle Samuels, Lord, is praying for her health and praying for her children. Elijah. Look like it's Rallos and Raymond. Or Relisha, sorry. Relisha and Raymond, Lord. So we're praying for Miss Samuels and her body and her family, Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would set free, God. That you would show them and reveal yourself mightily and strongly on behalf of herself and on behalf of her children, that she may train up her children in the way that they should go. so that when they grow older that they won't depart from you, because they will have been ingrained with a relationship with you at a young and early age. We pray for all of our children, Lord, who seems to go astray, oh, God, when they get older. But, God, we pray that what we have given them, what we have taught them, will rise up to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and shake their foundation, oh God, of instability and chaos, Lord, and show them that you are the strong and sure foundation that they need in their lives. We pray for Miss Samuels and her family, Lord, today. And then I have a note here from Anitra, Kamika, Lorenzo, Aeon, and Corbin. God, they are asking for help and heal. God, it seems like it's a recurring theme for these requests, these petitions, Lord. People are asking for you to touch their bodies. And God, you're not a respecter of person, Lord. You come and answer those, oh God, that call upon you, Lord. And so, God, give them the might and the might and the power and the mind, oh God, to call on you for their healing, God. That means they must have a relationship with you. So I speak healing into their lives, and I speak peace into their family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we have here, last but not least, Stanley, Ricky, and some additional names, Lord, Lee, and Haynes. It says here, cancer, healing favor, mental healing. God, you're a God that's not afraid of anything. There's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing that, God, you can't solve. There's nothing that you can't fix. You are a magnificent God. You are an awesome wonder. God, you are everything that we need and more, God. And so I speak life into these situations. I speak life into every single one of these petitions, God, as I call out the names of those that had a desire, Lord, that was not ashamed, Lord, to write down their requests, Lord. We promise that we would pray for them, Lord, because we understand that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, God. Our prayer is not in vain, Lord, but it comes before you, Lord, and you hear our petitions as we intercede on behalf of others. And when we do, and when we put other things before our own, Lord, then you handle our situations. And so, Lord, we pray for each and every prayer request that was placed in this box, that you would grant them the desires of their hearts, oh, God, that they may know you intimately, Lord. That's my desire, God, and that's my desire for everyone, that we may know you in the fellowship of your suffering. Oh, God, in the power of your resurrection, God, to be made conformable unto your death, God, that I may know you, Lord. Know you more intimately, Lord. Know you more intimately, not just externally, Lord. That's my request for each and every person that came here yesterday, those that couldn't speak English and those who could, Lord, that they may know you more intimately, Lord, so you can work the wonder that you have in store for each and every one of their lives. Thank you for using us as a conduit to be a blessing from you. Thank you, God, and we pray that our labor was not in vain. We know that it was not in vain, and so we will reap, oh, God, in our due season. Send them in from the fields of sin, God. I know that you have something great in store for this great ministry here at Praise Center. I thank you for my brother that stopped by to help us and assist us, Pastor Brian D. Jones. I pray that you bless him and his ministry, Victorious Overcomers. I pray that you bless my brother, Quentin Battle, who worked his way all the way from Bowie, Maryland, in traffic because he had a desire, oh, God, to be in fellowship and to see what you were doing here at Praise Center. Bless him for his sacrifice, Lord. Bless his ministry even now, God. Oh, God, I can't even remember the name, God. It just slipped my mind. But you know the ministry, God, a destiny reachers. Thank you, Lord, destiny reachers. Oh, God, we pray that you bless them as they transition to Maryland, Lord. Bless them, God, exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. As he came to sow into us yesterday, God, oh, God, send in resources that were sown into him, God, to help undergird him as they transition to Bowie, Maryland. Bless his spouse, his wife, even right now, God. Bless their ministry now in the name of Jesus. And then bless the members of Praise Center who did an awesome job preparing for this turkey giveaway while Lady McCowan and I were out of town. We thank you for the awesome body of believers that you have blessed us to have here at Praise Center. And I call out their names right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Lord, thank you for an awesome woman of God who gave us the idea about the prayer cards, Lord, because we want it to always to be about ministry, Lord. We don't want to just be a social service, Lord, location, but we want to be a spiritual renewal location that provides social services as well. So I thank you for Lady McCown. I thank you for her prayers. Thank you for what you have put into her. Thank you for her ministry, Lord. I thank you, God, and I even thank you for this time of rest, as she takes a little hiatus from coffee break. But, God, I pray that you grant her strength, grant her a time of refreshing and renewal, that as she prepares to kick back off in January, Lord, that she'll be renewed and refreshed and ready to touch the world like never before. Thank you for all the people that she has been able to reach with coffee break, and, God, the light that you have been shining on this great ministry through the coffee break. And then I also pray for a Diamond Star, that you would touch her. Oh, God, that you would turn some situations around and that you would grant her favor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the petitions of her heart, Lord, and you know her desires, Lord. We pray that her desires line up with your will. Let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You tell us to train them up in the way that they should go. And so we've done what we have been asked to do. And, God, we pray that you would just take the wheel, take control of her life, God, and give her the direction that she needs, oh, God, to stay focused in on you. I pray for my son Eric, oh, God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for allowing him to be in school. Thank you for the job that you have blessed him with, Lord. And thank you for the internship that you blessed him with as well. Now, God, we pray that you would grant him wisdom and grant him strength and grant him peace, oh, God, as he's understanding what it is to be in the real world and to be an adult, God. Let him not become weary, God, but help him to rely upon you. Thank you, oh, God, for him, oh, God, tithing, oh, God, even while he has not been able to come to church, Lord, but he had a desire to give him his offering, oh, God, give him his tithes, Lord. And so we thank you, God, that we put something into him that he's able to hold on to, God. Don't fail him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and remind him that you are still his rock and that you are still his salvation and that you are everything that he needs and more as he goes through college. Lord, let him not become distracted, oh, God, by the distraction of the enemy, but help him to keep his eyes focused in on you. I pray for Crystal McCown, Aaron McCown, Lord. Thank you for Crystal's desire to be here yesterday. She had another community service obligation, Lord, and we thank you that she has a desire to help those that are least among her group. And so we pray you bless her for her desires, oh, God, and bless her for her sacrifice. Thank you for my son, Aaron, who worked his tail off yesterday, not only serving, but entertaining and cleaning up. God, I thank you for a son, oh, God, that desires to work even at a young age. Bless him even now. We thank you for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, who wasn't able to participate in the turkey giveaway, but was a blessing to the setup and the preparation for the turkey giveaway. We thank you for the mother of Zion, God. We thank you for the mother that you placed over here at Praise Center to lead the women, God, and to be an example, God. We pray that you bless her this day, that you will strengthen her body even now, God, that you will undergird her even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Day-Day, God, that you anoint her, God, and that you would touch her life, oh, God, even now, in the name of Jesus, that you will uproot things that are unlike. Thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and cover her with your blood. Cover Crystal, cover Aaron with your blood, God, as they go to school, they go to places, Lord, oh, God, the enemy is trying to sift them as wheat. But, God, you said in your word, but it's okay because I pray for you. You told Peter that it's okay because I pray for you, that the Lord will keep you. And so we're praying for our children now, that even though the enemy is trying to destroy them, we pray for them, and we know, God, that they are in your hands. Lord, I pray for my mother, Lord, this morning. And I pray for missionary Myrna Howard, a leader of our missions, Lord, who put on such an awesome event yesterday. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her desire to serve those that are least among us. And we pray that you would bless her. Bless her family. Bless her finances. Bless her, God, our home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch her heart even now. Strengthen her and encourage her and continue to keep her, God, and bless her this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for missionary Lysandra Miller. Thank you for traveling mercies and grace as you allowed her to make it to Texas safely. God, we pray that you bless her. I pray for her the other day that you would touch her body. I believe it was yesterday, Lord, that you would heal her body, God. We bind that back pain and that back illness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind the sickness that's ailing Lady McCown right now, God. Something else has tried to pop up, God, but we declare your healing. The devil is just mad, Lord, because he was rebuked, Lord, while we were in St. Louis, and those migraine headache that was hurting her for months, God, was rebuked and cast out. God, you healed her body, Lord, and I want to say thank you, Lord. But the man of God also said that there was another healing in store for her, God. And so we bind that pain in her back, God. We bind the pain in her stomach, Lord, and we speak healing into her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and healing into the life of missionary Lasandra Miller as well. Give them a safe travel back home, blessed in the fellowship, Lord, and help her to let her light shine, that even those that are among her family, Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they may know you, God, intimately, Lord, and accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. And then I call on the name, Lord, of Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, our external partners who invest so heavily into this ministry, God. Without their investment, without their love, and without their sacrifice, Lord, some of the things that we have put on here at Praise Center would not have occurred because they financially, God, undergird the ministry, Lord. And so I pray that, God, that you will bless them in the city, that you will bless them in the fields, that you will bless them when they come and when they go, Lord. That's the blessing, God, that you spoke upon the children of Israel, God, as they submit themselves to you, God. And so I speak that blessing on, oh God, Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Coulters, Lord, Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter. Thank you for the desire to participate yesterday. Sister Coulter didn't have an opportunity, Lord, but I thank you for the desire, Lord. Oh God, that's what I ask for, God. If you can't make it, just pray for us. Oh God, and do what you can to the best of your ability, Lord. Now, when an opportunity comes, let them not allow that opportunity to pass, but let them find themselves in the household of faith. Let them find themselves here where iron can sharpen iron, where we can undergird them and we can encourage them and we can bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for their children, Lord, each and every one of them, Lord, that you will bless that household and that you will save in that household today. And then we thank you, God, for all that you have done, for all that you are doing here at Praise Center, for the great work that you are building up and that you are doing here, and that you are allowing us to be participants in your glory being revealed in this place. God, bless us as we go throughout this day. Anoint our head with oil, God, and order our footsteps. God, I see greatness in store for us today. God, I don't know what you have in store for us because the word tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts. What good things you have in store for us, God, today, because we love you and we fear you and we thank you, God, even right now for the great things that you have in store for us. We didn't have room yesterday to do everything that we needed to do. But God, I know that that is a God problem. And so we put that into your hand that you have something greater in store for us, Lord. Something larger, God, than store for us to do even a greater work for you. But while we are here, God, we are thankful, God, and we'll continue to labor and do the work until you, God, until we have no room to do anything else. And we thank you, God, because greater is ahead of us. Our greater days are ahead of us. And I thank you, God, because that puts a smile on my face, God, because you have shined on us and you have blessed us. And so, God, continue to allow us to do the work that you called for us to do. Help us to continue to empower believers and to change lives in every area of our lives. We don't want to just do it here at church, but we want to do it on the outside of the walls of this building as well. We want to do it on our jobs. We want to do it in our homes. God, we want to do it everywhere we go to empower believers and to change lives. That means, God, that we have to allow you to take the wheel of our lives and to be the head of everything that we do. So we submit to you this morning. We yield to your will. We say yes to your will even now. Come no more, God. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our lives. And have your way in us completely. We submit to you and we surrender to you. Thank you, God, for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being a God that we can trust in that never fails. And we bless your name now. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the honor, God, because we can cast all of our cares upon you because you're able to handle them and you care for us. Bless us this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.